Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We're reading from John chapters 10 through 12 today from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Happy Sunday. Amen. I hope each of you are getting ready, amen, to walk into a house of worship this morning so you can give honor and praise to the Lord. Amen. He is a good shepherd. He watches over each and every one of us to see to our needs. When we're sick, he is there to bring us healing. When we're down, he is there to uplift us. He is the lifter of our heads. He's the one who delivers us out of situation after situation and forgives us for all of our sins. He loves us, amen, with an everlasting love. And we, amen, are privileged to be in relationship with the God of the universe. That is where we were always intended to be until the fall of mankind, when Adam and Eve both, amen, they both disobeyed God. And it caused all of mankind to be alienated from the presence of God. And then entered Jesus, hallelujah, who came down through 40 and two generations to sacrifice his life for the sins of all mankind. From the first Adam caused the fall of man, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, amen, brought us back into alignment again, amen, glory to God, and all we have to do is say yes to this gift of God. He has given us the choice whether or not we say yes. Amen. We can stay in a fallen state, or we can be uplifted by the Spirit of God Almighty and have his Spirit in us to lead us, to guide us, and to transition us directly into his presence when the time comes. We give glory and honor to the Lord today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Amen. For another day. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. We thank you for awakening us. We thank you, Lord God, for the activity of our limbs and the ability to be able to read your word and to understand that is written. Oh, Lord God, we acknowledge you as the true and the living God. We acknowledge you, oh God, as the one who has all power, all seeing, all knowing, the omnipresent God, the only living God. Lord God, we acknowledge you, Jesus, that you are Lord, and there is no other, and we will not follow another. Oh God, we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for breaking us through and breaking us out. We thank you for healing today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for mercy and for kindness today. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, your unmerited favor. Oh, God, we thank you for your unmerited favor, Lord God, because even when we, oh, Lord, when we are lacking, when we are falling short, you are merciful and you are kind. You are gracious to each and every one of us. Oh, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing and everything, Lord God, that is going forward right now, because you are God. You are guiding us into the places of life. You're guiding us through those dark places and through those night seasons. You're guiding us through each and every one of us that we might go forth in the destiny that you've given us, the purpose that you set us in the earth to perform. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that you are moving. Oh, God, and you're moving on our behalf. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you, Lord, for being our hero. Thank you, Lord, for being our healer. Thank you, Lord, for being our deliverer. Thank you, Lord, for being our good shepherd. Oh, Lord God, we give glory and honor to you on today. Amen. Open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word as we go forward in this reading in John chapters 10 through 12. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, give us understanding, Lord God, as we go forward, Lord God, and send down revelations from on high, from directly directly from your throne, Lord God. Oh, Lord, to lead us and to guide us, Lord God. Shine a lamp, Lord God, before our feet that we know exactly where to step, Lord God. Speak to our hearts, Lord God, that we do and obey. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Chapters 10 through 12 of John. Amen. And we're reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but comes up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I am known. Even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore, my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Therefore, there was a division again among the Jews because of these sayings. And many of them said, he has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others said, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you did not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of those do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe the Father is in me and I am in him.
Therefore, they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand. And he went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John was baptizing at first, and there he stayed. Then many came to him and said, John, that John spoke about this man were true, and many believed in him there. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Martha who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in a day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them and concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is come into the world. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus has not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had been dead came out bound, head, hands, and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews who came to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. And some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, what shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him. And the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said to them, you know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and not for the whole nation, and not the whole nation should perish. Now this he did not say on his own authority, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also that he would gather together in one the children of God who were scattered abroad. Then from that day on, they plotted to put him to death. For Jesus no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there into the country near the wilderness to the city called Ephraim, and there remained with his disciples. And the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went from the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they sought Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple. What do you think, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a command that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it, and they might see that they might seize him. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. They made him a supper. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? Said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always. Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews went away and believed Jesus. The next day, a great multitude that had come to feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it was written, fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. Therefore, the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, you see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn, Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Therefore the people who spy and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out, and I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become the sons of light." These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, "Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." These things Isaiah, when he saw his glory, and spoke of them. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Then Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to the world. I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command that I should say and what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. I have read and you have heard from John chapters 10 through 12 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I admonish you this morning to walk in the light. Jesus is that light that came into the world to dispel darkness, to remove darkness from among us. He is that light, and without him, there is nothing but darkness. Once we were in darkness, once sin, we were in bondage to sin, we were enslaved by sin, but the darkness was not able to keep out the light. The word of God was preached to us. Somebody introduced us to Jesus. Somebody told us that he was pursuing after us. Somebody told us that he died for our sins. Somebody told us that he loved us with an everlasting love. Somebody told us that he wanted us. He loved us. He would keep us. He would provide for us. And all we had to do was renew our relationship with him, receive him as our Lord and our Savior. All we had to do is receive the gift of God. And the word lets us know that whoever would call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. He is the light. He is the light. And we will be judged by the words that are written in the word of God if we do not walk in the light that he has set before us. He is the light. Amen. And he wants us to walk in him, walk in his words, walk in his way, walk by his standard. And he will give us life, and that more abundantly. Amen. We've read it, we've heard it in these verses and in these chapters. And we give honor to Jesus. Whosoever shall call upon his name, they shall be saved. Today is the day of salvation. Today, amen, is the time for you to say yes to the Lord. Today is the time to allow him to replenish you and refresh you if you already know him. Amen. Confess your sins before the Lord and turn away from those things. Repentance. Amen. This is a call for repentance right now. Turn away from your sin and allow the light to come flooding into your life. And he will fill you with his presence, the Holy Ghost and fire, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Repent, amen, and turn from your sin and allow the Lord to fill you and baptize you in his Spirit, and he will do that. Find yourself a full gospel church and be baptized in the name of Jesus, even as it is written in Acts 2:38. Amen. And the Lord will walk with you. He will direct your path. He will move mountains for you, and he will make this life make sense for you, and he will turn, amen, your mourning into dancing. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you today. Say yes to Jesus. He's there knocking on the door. He is the door. Open it up and let him in. Amen. And he will come in and seal your life. Fill your life. Fill your life to the brim. Amen. And show you what living really is. Glory, glory, glory to God Almighty. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to our Lord and Savior. Glory to him, amen, who loves us more than anyone has ever. Amen. He loves us best. Glory to God. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen. Say yes to Jesus.